As the hallway leading into the ballroom fills, dinner hasn't started yet, and longtime Republican Sabrina Stratford is enjoying a drink. It's her first political event in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Just moved up from Denver a couple of years ago. Of course, voted last year, but haven't really been plugged into the political scene, so now getting more and more concerned about issues, I kind of want to start showing up.
Stratford lives in the Woody Creek area and says one motivator is fracking.
And I think that we can be responsible conservative Republicans and still take care of the planet. So I'm really interested to see how we approach that from a middle-of-the-road space.
Eddie Kessler of Aspen is frustrated with what he believes is a trend toward overregulation. Red tape is getting in the way of creating jobs.
And the middle class is suffering. Most of the people in this room are not suffering, but the middle class and the poor people are the ones who are really stuck between a rock and a hard place due to government policies.
As dinner begins, featured speakers repeat those worries about a hamstrung economy. But they're also nearly ecstatic about how many Republicans are in the room, a testament to how the Pickens County contingent has grown in the last few years. To the enthusiastic crowd, a range of GOP candidates make their case for donations. Right in the middle is Don Supas. He's running for the Colorado State Senate seat that includes Pickens County.
Senate District 5 is this state's best chance for a Republican majority in the state Senate. We are one seat shy from taking away the majority from the Democrats. One seat.
There are a few attacks on Democrats and their policies, mostly about the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. Special guest and U.S. Senate candidate Cory Gardner goes last. Silver-haired and baby-faced, the 39-year-old is bursting with energy, largely about improving the economy.
But we have another task before us as Republicans. We must refuse to be the party of no, but instead be the party that is committed to getting government out of the way and letting America work.
Gardner has galvanized the party, showing a good shot at beating incumbent Democrat Mark Udall. It's had an effect nationally, with the race part of a larger GOP game plan to retake the U.S. Senate. After the official talk, someone brings up the elephant in the room. Senator Udall's TV advertisements have followed a Democratic blueprint, attacking Gardner for his views on abortion, rape, and other issues dubbed the War on Women. Republicans argue some of the ads are patently wrong. Tonight, Gardner clearly doesn't want to go there, instead choosing a side blow.
No one has suffered more in this economy than women around this state and country because of the lack of jobs and good opportunities. That's the War on Women.
Gardner also doesn't address his change of heart on personhood, which legally recognizes a fertilized egg as a person. That could severely restrict abortion and some forms of birth control. In an interview earlier Saturday, Gardner says he changed his stance after learning more about the issue. And with dessert finished, Lincoln Dinner attendees start trickling out. Lynette Marie Lacerda shakes her head about the War on Women. It feels, she says, like a manufactured issue, a distraction. She believes it's up to voters to dig deeper.
It's not enough to just vote anymore. We need to get involved. We need to do our homework. It doesn't matter whether they're Republican, Independent, or Democrat. Find their voting records and try to sift through and find the authenticity of the person that we're giving the responsibility to.
The November election is now just 3 months away. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.